This was the 14th year that the annual Native Resolution Youth Concert took place at the Southern Ute Fair. At this concert, people in black t-shirts and black leather boots moshed around to an all-Indigenous lineup with seven heavy metal and rock bands. The alcohol and drug-free event has a unique lineup of bands every year. Lauren Anthony, a Navajo actor and motivational speaker, is playing bass with Hellthrone tonight.
The scene has still shown nothing but love, nothing but community, nothing but unity, all the things that the world outside of our own sees as dark, depressive, gloomy, and filled with all these other things that might be tied to it in a negative way. But this type of event promotes not drinking, where people can come and feel safe. Metal music in general has always been aggressive, has a lot of aggression, and has a lot of true meaning to its words.
Heavy metal is more than just music. It gives people an outlet to express frustrations and societal challenges faced by many Indigenous communities. In fact, a specific subgenre of heavy metal has developed in Native American communities, res metal. Ernest Capono is the guitarist for Hellthrone.
We come here and we promote love and peace, you know, and it's weird to hear that from all these metal bands, but, you know, there's a lot of people that don't feel like they belong. There's a lot of pain, a lot of struggles that people go through. They need to feel like they are heard and they belong. When you come to something like this and you see the moshing and you see all the pain and the anger and loud and all that, we're allowing the misfits to fit and we're allowing everybody to leave here with a smile.
The Resolution Concert takes place every year in September at the Southern Ute Fair. I'm Clark Adamitis.